Andy Strickland from TrueHockey.com, as well as a ringside reporter from Fox Sports and about six other places. Busy, busy man in St. Louis. Andy, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
Jason, couldn't be better. Thanks for having me once again.
Well, the St. Louis Blues are slowly getting healthy. I think they're down. Ott and Steen were skating alone again today, but they are getting closer, according to head coach Ken Hitchcock. They've never really had their full roster together, and Hitch told me he doesn't really know what he has, but I'm guessing what he has is pretty good because despite all the injuries, they're still in first place in the Western Conference. And is this Blues team better than previous years, or is it still undecided because you've never seen them all together to know if there's chemistry when everyone's healthy?
Well, we'll find out. We'll get that answer come playoff time. That's how I think most people will sit back and define the Blues versus previous seasons. But, that certainly has been the theme of the season thus far, has been the injuries. And it just won't stop. I mean, it's one after another to significant players who are missing extended time. I mean, we're not talking two or three game injuries. We're talking minimum 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 games, or even more for a number of their key impact players. You mentioned Steen. You mentioned Ott. Brian Elliott, still sidelined. He, of course, is placed on long-term injury. So I think he's okay now, feeling pretty good, and he's eligible to come off by the weekend. So he'll rejoin the club very, very soon. Steen, originally given a four-week timetable, and that 4 weeks is coming up on Saturday, so they'll reevaluate him then. Could be a little bit longer. I was told at the time of the injury it could be closer to 6 weeks, so we'll see how that plays out for Steen, who's been skating the last several weeks. And if you think about Steve Ott, the injury that he suffered, one of the more gruesome injuries you're going to see, a dual hamstring tear that comes off the bone. I mean, both legs, hamstring comes off the bone and requires surgery, and he's been limited to 20 games thus far this season. But, you know, getting back to Ken Hitchcock real quick, Jason, I think, you know, whether or not this is the best team they've had over the last few years, this may be the best job Ken Hitchcock has done as head coach of the Blues. When you consider the division they play in, I think the toughest division in hockey, you look at the heavyweights up top, Chicago and Dallas, and St. Louis is right there with them with the chance to win the division. When you consider the players who have missed time, with Petrangelo, Shattenkirk, Jaden Schwartz, Berglund, Paul Stastny. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Alexander Steen, who I mentioned, who's out right now, Jake Allen, Brian Elliott. It's one guy after another. We're not talking about role players. We're talking about your best players on your roster. And for Ken Hitchcock to have the team in the position they're in right now is pretty remarkable. And I don't think this happens without an experienced coaching staff. So, of course, it's not just him. You think about Brad Shaw, who's been around the National Hockey League for a long, long time. Kirk Muller, who played over 1,300 games as a player. Obviously, he's been a head coach in the National Hockey League. Ray Bennett, who's been around for quite some time. Jim Corsi, the goaltending coach. So it's collective, all of these guys who have found a way to get it done, but it's been pretty impressive.
Yeah, Andy, looking from afar, I have to agree. When you look at the actual coaching the staff has had to do under circumstances where nothing's set up front or on the back end, it really is remarkable. I'm wondering if there might be a silver lining in the injuries. The club is playing well. You're going to have some guys who've missed time who won't have the wear and tear on them down the stretch and in the playoffs, because this is a team that that Hitchcock demands plays hard every night. It's a tough way to play. They might be fresher than they've been in some time, no?
You know, it's really interesting you say that, because I said the same thing. And, of course, you're looking maybe for some silver lining when you're talking about long-term injuries to your best players. That could be a case of the last couple of years. You look at the way the Blues have played from playoff time, and they don't look fresh compared to the teams they've gone up against. Now, they've had some serious leads against teams like Chicago and Los Angeles, and those are heavyweights, right? And they lost a series, hard-fought series. But last year was a different story against the Minnesota Wild. You know, it's interesting. When you look at the Blues division right now, with Chicago and Dallas and St. Louis, I mean, the reality is at least one of those three teams are going to lose in the first round of the playoffs, and that's not going to change.
Yep.
And so it gives you an idea how difficult it is to advance in the playoffs and to come out of the Western Conference. It is so hard to do. But I think you could be right. I mean, in terms of, you know, the hard minutes, a guy like Alexander Steen plays over 20 minutes per game. A lot of that is going up against the other team's best players. He was playing center for a good stretch before he went down with his injury. And I was told yesterday by Ken Hitchcock that he will return as a centerman once he's healthy and once he's back in the lineup. So, again, his role is not going to change. Playing the point on the power play, being the first over the boards on the PK, You know, David Backes has been healthy all season long, but they found a way to cut back his minutes a little bit, which is something I think that needed to be done. And I like the way that he's slotted right now. If you look at the Blues' balance, I mean, David Backes is pretty much a third-line center right now. Sometimes he shifts over and plays the wing, but he still gets his minutes in special teams. And at the end of the game, you'll still see him with 18, 19, 20 minutes per game. So it's going to be real interesting. And real quick, guys, you know, people say, well, same old Blues team. And this is what's really been impressive for me for Ken Hitchcock, is that this is a real different team. It may look appear to be the same, because you still see Berglund and Pietrangelo and Backes and Steen and Shattenkirk and all these guys, Tarasenko, who have been here the last couple of years. But you look at the turnover, you lose major personalities like Barrett Jackman and TJ Oshie. You've got three rookies in your lineup, game in and game out, who are having impact seasons, playing impact roles in this hockey team. That's a 30-year defense right there, along with Robbie Fabry. You look at the addition of Scotty Upshaw and Kyle Brodziak, Troy Brower, who came over in the Oshie deal. I mean, this isn't exactly the same team that we've seen the last few years, and I think it's been an oversight by a lot of people who I think assume that it is.
Andy Strickland joins us. You know, the Blues are such an intriguing team, Andy, and because they're in the same division as Chicago, who's won three Stanley Cups, you know, people look at the Blues kind of like the San Jose Sharks. Very good team, but hasn't won, you know, hasn't even made it to a Stanley Cup final. And, yeah, I agree with you that this team looks a lot different. You know, they've got a – they have – much more proven skill now than they've ever had before to go with their defense. So the question will be, come playoff time, Andy, if they're both healthy, who do you start in goal and why?
Well, you know what? It's an interesting question once again. And you're right, the Blues are intriguing. A lot of that has to do with the questions that you guys are asking right now. I mean, there's just a lot of unanswered questions right now heading down the stretch and a lot of real intriguing scenarios that surround this hockey club. For me, it's Jake Allen. Now, if Jake Allen struggles down the stretch and he opens the door for Brian Elliott, then that changes. How Brian Elliott feels coming back from injury, missing the time off, remains to be seen. You know, when Jake Allen went down, he missed 18 games. Brian Elliott was the basically one of the best goaltenders, if not the best goaltender, over the course of that time in the National Hockey League. You know, when Jake got back, you know, he was a little bit rusty. He had to shake off some of that rust and get his confidence back and get his rhythm back and get his game back in order. And he's been pretty damn good down the stretch or over the course of the last several games, minus the previous game against Calgary, where he didn't finish the game. But if Jake Allen continues to perform the way he did much of the season prior to his injury, and then the way he did over the course of the last week, where he beat teams like Minnesota, like Chicago, like Dallas, like Anaheim, we're talking about the best teams in the Western Conference in back-to-back-to-back-to-back fashion, I don't see Ken Hitchcock going away from him. But if he were to stumble, stub his toe down the stretch and open that door, and Brian Elliott comes in and performs the way he's shown he's capable of playing, then this could certainly change very, very quickly. I don't want to sit here and cop out and say, stay tuned, we'll see how it plays out. For me, it's Jake Allen. But again, his performance could dictate a change if he were to struggle.
Andy, we've talked about the job Hitchcock has done this year, and we've also touched on the fact the Blues haven't had the postseason success, with good reason when you look at who they're playing, but the bottom line gets down to winning playoff rounds. Ken Hitchcock's later in his career, I got all the respect in the world for the man. Do the Blues have to do something in these playoffs for him to be back at this point in his career and where the Blues are at?
Well, I think if you look at it, and listen, I get asked this question all the time, and I think most people know the answer before they even ask the question. I understand why you asked the question, but, I mean, we've all been around the National Hockey League long enough to understand how it plays out, how certain coaches remain in their jobs and how certain guys move on. You know, the one thing people don't look at, and the way I look at it, is that Ken Hitchcock doesn't have a contract after this year, so he, too, is a free agent. You know, I mean, he has options, and he's going to be able to coach if he wants to continue to coach, which I think he does, and he's going to have I think some teams that are going to be interested in bringing him on board. So it's not just about, well, what does the team want to do, but, you know, it's what does Ken Hitchcock want to do and what are his options? And he's going to have some. And I think, you know, sometimes that's been overlooked throughout the course of the season. We all know this, you know, the Blues have lost in the first round of the playoffs three consecutive years. So I don't think it takes a genius to assume that if the Blues were to lose in the first round again, that we're going to see some changes.
Yeah, well, I understand the coach because, you know, he's a free agent. That's an easy one. Kevin Shattenkirk, the contract negotiations, I know officially can't start until July 1st, Andy. What numbers do you expect to see from Shattenkirk? And is he somebody that you think the Blues are going to, work very hard to re-sign and would be willing maybe to let go of other guys, potentially a back, as to ensure there's money for Shattenkirk?
Well, we're going to have to wait and see how that plays out. You know, in terms of the salary he's going to be able to command, I mean, he's probably going to be able to command a $6 to $7 million range. You know, his numbers have been a little inconsistent this season, but I think a lot of that has to do with injury, not to mention the trade speculation that's been swirling for much of the season. And then, you know, when Alex Pietrangelo went down, I don't think it allowed Kevin Shattenkirk maybe to play as free as he normally likes to play, because of the matchup responsibility he had playing with Jay Bouwmeester and kind of filling in for Alex Pietrangelo for that 10-game or 9-game stretch when Pietrangelo, was on the sideline injured. So, you know, I think Shattenkirk wanted to prove in that situation that he can be a counted-on defenseman who can match up against the other team's best players, take on that responsibility, and do it at a high level, game in and game out. And I think it was a little bit of an adjustment for him. Not that he couldn't handle it, but his game was a little bit in and out. But when it was in, he looked really, really strong. But I don't think he focused as much as he normally does on the offensive side of the ice when Pietrangelo was out injured. I think his focus shifted a little bit, got a lot more defensive zone starts than he had probably when Pietrangelo is healthy. So I think that dictated maybe some of the production and some of his numbers over the course of that 9-game stretch. He's been really good as of late, and I still believe that he's one of the more underrated offensive defensemen in the league, if not the most underrated offensive defenseman in the league. He can skate, but he doesn't do it primarily with his legs the way that other players who play that position and put up impressive offensive numbers do, like an Eric Carlson, like Luper, for example, even Drew Doughty. This guy's a very cerebral player, pretty smart, as good as anybody in the league, really, in quarterbacking the power play. And his ability to see the ice. So it's a great first pass and great vision, great instincts from the back end. I think if you watch Kevin Shattenkirk, the more you watch him, the more you appreciate him. And I would assume the Blues, who want to be competitive for the next several years, will do their best to see if they can keep him. But this isn't going to be a hockey decision. If it's a hockey decision, Kevin Shattenkirk is back. If it's a business decision, they're going to have a tough decision to make, and we'll see how it plays out.
Yeah, Shattenkirk, for my money, from the blue line in, is top three defenseman in the NHL. He is spectacular in the offensive zone. Andy, always great to catch up with you, man. Should be a great stretch run as they battle for first and second place and third, really, in the Central Division and home ice advantage, which ultimately could be the difference come playoff time.
Yeah, a couple things real quick, guys. First off, it's amazing that Shattenkirk was left off Team USA's preliminary roster. So we'll see if he finds his way on there. I would assume that he would for the World Cup. And also, take care of my guy, Pat Maroon. I've known Pat for years, see him often every summer, saw him during the All-Star break. One of the best people I've ever known. I used to call him a man-child. He's probably the best 15-year-old I've ever seen out of St. Louis in my life in terms of his size and strength at that age and his hands. He's got appreciated skill in terms of his ability to protect the puck and make a play. So I know he's excited to be there, and you guys should be happy to have him, too. Great, great guy off the ice as well.
Well, he adds a lot to what the Oilers don't have, and he's a bargain right now in Edmonton at only $1.5 million for the next 2 years. So they're definitely half a buck.
He brings playoff experience, too, which is something you guys
What are those things that people in Edmonton almost forgot? It's been a decade. But hopefully next season, Andy. Hopefully next season.
Go back and look at the tape of how he performed last year.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he was great.
Into the playoffs, playing on the first line, too.
Yeah, no, very good player. Appreciate it, Andy. We'll talk to you next time.
All right, guys. Take care.